Welcome, everybody. Jim and Jory calling you from Maui with a taste of compassionate leadership. Today, we're going to be working with trick or treat and what it's like to receive the scariest word in the English language for many people, which is the word no. Today, we're going to be, like I said, helping us all to collectively reframe fear into fun. And we're going to cover this topic about receiving no. And we're going to look at some of the habitual reactions we all have to hearing that word. We're going to look at some other opportunities we have for responding in a different way, utilizing self-connection as well as empathy and honesty. And the class will be interactive, so you'll get a chance to talk to us part of the time and to talk with friends on the call as well. We'll do all three modes of NVC here today, which means we'll get a chance to practice self-connection, also a chance to practice honesty and empathy. But I guess we'll start now, right on schedule with the self-connection exercise, Jory.
Well, first I'll check in if I could. So I'm really excited to look at what is actually scary for us. It seems so perfect for this Halloween energy of scariness is fun during Halloween. And how do we reframe the energy inside of us in a way that we can say yes to it rather than the resistance or the shutting down? And so we're going to be working with that really scary word, the one we least want to hear when we're really attached to what we want, the word no. But first, we'll start with some self-connection, just to have an opportunity in this moment to nurture the most important relationship we actually have in life, which is our relationship with ourselves. So it begins by just taking a breath, a real conscious breath. You're breathing already, but really pay attention to it. And give your breath permission to be at whatever rhythm is just naturally flowing. And then shift your attention to other body sensations, just to notice what the energy is like, particularly around your chest and your belly. Again, giving your body permission to be feeling just as it's feeling right now. And then consider, why are you here? Why did you make this choice? What inner value really is motivating you to take your precious life energy and spend it here? And again, give yourself permission to value what you value.
We're going to move into a brief lesson now. First, we'll do a little lesson about receiving no and choices that we have, and then we'll actually get a chance to practice with that. So first off, if you think about it, a no is one of the shortest words in the English language, and yet it really packs a lot of power. We have it really linked to quite a lot of stories inside of us about what it's like to either share no with somebody else or to receive no from somebody else. We have it linked with this notion of rejection. And what I love about NVC is how it reframes the word no into an opportunity to actually connect and to really explore something that's precious to everyone involved. So just like with any other message that we might receive from somebody, we have four choices about how we process that message. And I'm sure we've talked about it in this class. And if you've done any NBC before, you've run across these four choices. For me, this is the equivalent of a professional basketball player standing there and shooting some free throws before the game. Just the need that we all have to keep practicing the basics. So when you hear no, we often have a reactive response to that no by getting angry and that jackal ears out, where we respond to someone else's no with our own anger and with a sense of blame. And usually that has a tendency towards escalating the conflict, and it does not lead to very much connection. And so we evolved and found another potential way of responding to no, and that's what we call jackal ears in. Now we hear no and we blame ourselves for the no. We think there's something wrong with us, that the other person said no because there's something wrong with us, that we deserve to be rejected or something like that. So we use this as an opportunity to beat ourselves up and to remind ourselves that we're not good enough, or that if we would just behave in a certain way with the other person, then they would say yes to us and that kind of a thing. Again, not very much power in that. A sense of victimhood and self-blame. So not a particularly resourceful way to respond to the word no. So luckily we have two other choices that NBC offers us to consider. So we hear the exact same observation. Somebody says no to us, and we use that as an opportunity to connect with ourselves. We nickname this part giraffe ears in. Giraffe ears is just a pointer to this idea that we're going to focus our attention on our own heart, on our own feelings and needs. So we hear the word no, and the first thing that we pay attention to is what feelings arise in our body. And we might report those feelings to ourselves. We might say, oh, I've noticed a tightness in my stomach. I noticed my heart skipped a beat. I noticed my mouth feels dry. So just reporting and naming the physical sensations that we notice in our body. We might also notice emotions and report our emotions to ourselves. I feel scared, or I feel hurt, or I feel annoyed, or I feel angry. And then the most important part about giraffe ears is we take whatever these feelings are that we have and we take responsibility for them. And what I mean in this case by taking responsibility for them is I link the feelings that are in my body to my own needs. I break the pattern of thinking that the feelings that I have are caused by somebody else, by hearing no in this case, and rather take responsibility. So I notice that I'm feeling scared or annoyed because I would like some choice about what happens next, or I really want my needs to matter, or I want a sense of belonging or cooperation or something like that. So in other words, just taking the opportunity of hearing no and reflecting on our own feelings and needs. So that's the third choice that NBC offers us, opening it up for the fourth choice, which is to cast our empathic energy towards the other person. And what I mean by that is we hear the word no, and we get curious. We cultivate a sense of wonder inside of us. What's going on in the other person when they're saying no? And the gateway often for that is to just tune in to what you imagine the other person is feeling. We get so much information from the nonverbal components of communication. So the voice tone might let us know that the person is impatient or frustrated or overwhelmed or some other feeling. So first we just make a guess about that feeling. Let's just say in this case we sense the no is coming out of a feeling of overwhelm. So we say, oh, friend, are you feeling overwhelmed? And then we link it to the need that we guess is going on for them. Are you feeling overwhelmed and needing some support right now? It's really challenging for you to add anything else to your plate until you have a sense of completion. Some sort of an empathy guess about what might be going on in the other person. Briefly, those are the four choices that we have.
And just to review them, we're talking about make them wrong and attack, choice to make ourselves wrong and attack, or we have the choice to speak up our honesty and really be vulnerable with the truth that's inside of us. Or we can connect to the beautiful feelings and needs that may have contributed to the response that someone has made.
We're going to practice with just receiving no and practicing the self-connection mode of NBC. And so what this means is we're going to have a partnership opportunity where one person simply says no in a neutral voice to the other person. When you're the person receiving the no, you're going to do your self-empathy out loud. so that you can hear it and so that the other person can hear it. It might sound like this. The other person says no, and then you just talk about whatever physical sensations that you notice in your body. And then you might notice and say something about any emotions that you have. And you might also notice some thoughts about the story that you have. So that's the first step, is just to notice any reactions that you have and be explicit about naming them. So first, you just name your own experience. Second, you link your feelings to your needs. This might just take a moment for you to get connected to understanding what is the feeling telling you is important to you right now when you hear this word no. Is it that you want choice? Is it about your need for love? Is it about your need for respect or cooperation? Only you know, and you get to just decide and share that with the other person. So once then you say your feelings and your needs, then you just take a breath and you pause. And when you're ready, you say thank you to the other person. And that's their cue to say no to you again. And then you repeat that process for a total of 3 times. So here comes the demo. And in a moment, then you'll get a chance to do this in your partnerships. So Jerry, will you be my partner? You're just going to say no. All you have to do is say no, and please say no in a neutral voice. And then after you say no once, then I'll do my self-empathy out loud.
No.
So I notice, actually had like a sensation in my left temple, almost like a blow, a feeling of a force at my left temple, and my breath caught. I took a short breath. Yeah, so I linked that to a feeling of surprise. And my need is to make sure that I'm safe. I'm feeling surprised and my need is for safety. Okay, thank you. Please say no again.
No.
Now I hear this no, and I notice kind of pressure behind both of my eyes, and it's almost like there's tears there. And so I feel sad. And my need is to matter. I want my needs to matter. I also notice a surprise in me that even just hearing the word no in this neutral way is having this effect on me. Okay, thank you. One more time, please.
No.
Notice kind of a neutral feeling in me. It's like, yeah, just a neutral feeling, neither positive nor negative, just kind of a flat feeling. And I notice that my need for presence is met, and my need for safety is met. I'm not aware of any unmet needs in the moment. Thank you. Then you would switch. So if you get through it 3 times and you want to keep practicing, then you can play around with very gradually increasing the intensity. We're inviting you to practice a 0 level of intensity, just neutrally saying the word no. And then if there's time, if you want to increase it to just no more than a level 0.5, or like kind of like Jory was demonstrating there, she had maybe just a slight bit of energy to her nose. So that might also help you to practice. I was actually quite surprised when I've done this exercise at how, even without any context, we have a lot of luggage that we carry around with us with the word. So that's the invitation, is just to see. If you don't have a charge, you can ask the person to just increase the intensity slightly. Go real low so that you can stay tracking your own nervous system. I'd love to get just a little bit of feedback from folks about what this was like. What did you learn from this practice?
I realized how challenging it is for me to say no. That was a huge surprise for me, just to say no, unconnected, without any context, for the purpose of the exercise, and how it was challenging for me to utter that word.
Fascinating. Okay.
What I discovered was something I read in Marshall's book, that there's these experiences within us, and already they're there, and other experiences come towards me, and I'm triggered. So I understood the word trigger more clearly when my partner said no. And without any example, without any context, I had an array of feelings and needs already.
I was really surprised because I had 3 totally different reactions. The first one was one of flight and fright, and almost it was actually quite acute. I could feel the adrenaline starting to pump. And then the second one, it was almost like I was a little girl putting my hands on my hips and going, what do you mean no? And stamping my foot on the ground And the third one was one of almost overwhelming need to check that the person who gave me the no was okay. I didn't experience the third no as a no to me, but one of you need to check in what's happening over there.
Thanks. Wow. Very interesting reactions and responses. Thank you.
I was absolutely surprised that I give the no better than I receive the no. I actually recognize that saying no for me is easier than receiving no. I was just super surprised on how, without a story out loud attached to the no, my mind creates the story according to my background. So I really enjoyed the exercise. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Most poignant is musing and appreciating the desire to connect and the curiosity that could be in all of this, especially, you know, with the person that I don't know and the curiosity in that and the curiosity about what was in me and the physical sensations, just loving all that and really feeling warm in my heart.
Yes, I was fascinated by the feedback my body gave me, particularly with the one no. It's like my body anticipated being slapped with the no. It fascinated mm-hmm. me, and I enjoyed the connection with my partner when I was giving the no's, when I was receiving her feedback as to what was happening with her. It was something that was deeply moved inside me. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be a small exercise, but it was deep. Thank you.
First, I was laughing when it was my turn. Do you want to receive a no? No, I don't. I was kind of surprised because I did get a very personally affecting no, sort of a no, and it wasn't an oh no, it was a no connection no today that really did hurt me. So I wasn't so sure I was going to be able to be in the present moment and receive a verbal no, but I was. So I noticed a couple of things. I noticed that with the less intense, the first three no's, I felt pretty neutral, and I actually felt connected with, because I could tell through the tone and the neutrality of it and the fact that we're in a practice. So I felt connected with, because we're doing a practice. I did not feel what I expected to feel experiencing a no. But when the no's, when we got to the more intense no, it was kind of like Qigong. I felt like I was being pushed, and I just felt like stepping back with the push instead of standing there and being pushed. But I didn't really feel anything like fight or flight. And I also noticed that when I'm being told or when I'm saying no, just a flat out no, it doesn't really serve my needs. I need to be seen and heard, and I need to feel like I am contributing in enough of a way that I am connecting. And I did not feel constricted or ashamed around that. I feel good that I value compassionate connection.
So it actually clarified things for you, and it enabled you to see how important it is to have a sense of efficacy in life, and that you have some choice in the way you respond.
And I also felt an awareness and a sensitivity to the tones of my partner's no. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out, because we communicate much more through our affect and our voice tone and all of those things than even the words themselves. It's just a simple word, but we're really communicating a lot through other modes as well. I'm really appreciating the variety of ways that people are connecting. And it's really thrilling to me when I hear people so aware of what's going on inside of them and the diversity of the ways that we respond. And if there's anybody else who responded very differently and there's something missing here, do feel free to raise your hand. And if not, we'll move on to the next piece. We've got one more hand here.
My partner, several times she reacted with actually gratitude for the clarity of the no And that really resonated with me, you know, because my experiences in this culture, people have such a hard time saying no, that they're much more likely to say nothing or say yes or say maybe and do no, or if they do really have to deliver no, they do it by email. So I could really resonate with the appreciation for the clear no and verbal no.
Thank you.
I wish for a world where we could say yes and no and go from there rather than disconnect. Thank you.
So let's do another practice. Now we're going to move to the mode of empathy. In this case, we're going to do a similar kind of a practice with a role play. It starts with you describing for yourself a situation where you're likely to receive a no. So think of a time in your own life, either in the past or if you imagine a future time, when you're likely to receive a no. And then just write down who else the other person is. You don't have to name their name. You can just say my kid or my neighbor or something like that. And then what's the context? For example, I asked my child to turn off the iPad and brush their teeth. So think of a situation where you imagine, because based on past experience, that you're going to receive a no. Write down who the other person is and what the request is that you're making. So now you're going to be in with your partner, and you're going to do a brief role play. We'll demonstrate it again for you. And one of you will make the request, and the other person just responds with no. And then when you receive the no, take a moment to do a real brief self-connection, and then cast your empathic warmth towards the other person. And just make a guess about what they might be feeling and what they might be needing.
So I'll demo it this time, and I'll say, I want to make a change here.
No.
So I'm noticing a tightening around my throat, and it's mild, but I still notice some sort of constriction, not a very slight, but still something in my throat and in my chest tightens up as I hear that. So wanting to be held in a different way. Ah, I'm guessing your need. So we'll try it again. I really want to make a change here.
No.
Oh, I'm guessing for you, you would really like some ease.
Yeah, it's about ease. And then you would just stay with empathy. If there was a need for more empathy, you would just give me a little bit more empathy. But once you have a sense that we're connected at the need level, then you just say thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I think that's actually enough complexity. There's another step to the process, but I think for ease, we'll just keep it at this. So basically, somebody makes a request, the other person says no, and then the person empathizes with what you guess the need behind the no is. By way of review, just to give you some clarity, the first exercise we did, the just receiving no, that was a practice of the mode that we call self-empathy or self-awareness. And then we just practiced the second mode of NVC, empathy, putting our attention on the feelings and the needs of the other person when we hear no. And in this practice, now we're going to focus on the skill of honesty, because sometimes our own vulnerability is the intuition that we want to follow after we receive a no in order to keep the dialogue going. I wanted to say one little thing about the zero step here. The zero step is a term that Jory and I use when we're talking about the intention and the attention of NVC. And a couple of people in the last debrief kind of pointed to the power of the zero step without actually naming it. So I wanted to name it here as part of the practice, that when you go to your authenticity, it's very important to start from being very clear on what your intention is. And in NVC, we're working with the idea that the intention is to create a quality of connection that inspires natural giving and receiving. And so I want to take some time before I express my honesty, just to breathe in my own feelings and needs, to get really clear on my own spiritual clarity of wanting to connect, and then to speak my vulnerability from that place of being connected to the zero step, and then end on a clear and present request. And so we'll use the same observation that you already use, where you make a request and the other person says no. And only this time, rather than responding with empathy, you'll respond with honesty. So we'll demonstrate that here. Jory will ask me to do something and I'll say no.
So I'd really like to make a change in the agenda. How's that for you?
No, I don't want to do that.
I notice just even that sigh and how really hard that is for me. And I'm really wanting to have a sense of cooperation and collaboration together. So how is that for you?
Well, collaboration and what was the other one you said? Collaboration are important to me too, but for me, I don't think it will work to kind of redo the agenda on the fly here because it's already, for me, that doesn't really meet my need for clarity. How's that for you to hear?
Thank you.
Great. So that demonstrates the last piece. And no matter what my response, however I respond to Jory's request, she finishes her part of the exercise with thank you.
And so just for clarity, this time when you hear no, you will speak your honesty as vulnerably as you can connect to it to share. And then however the other person responds, you just say thank you. All right, you're back in your pairs.
I want to move into a checkout period here. It's been a while since we've heard from folks, so we have a few questions we'd like you to consider answering. Everybody could answer them like as a little journal entry, and then we'll hear from two or three people from each of these questions. And this will help us in learning from each other and also helping Jory and I to continue to refine how we offer lessons like this. So the first question I'd like you to consider is, what did you learn during these three practices? What did you learn during the three practices?
I learned that there were some needs that I didn't think about. When I guessed her needs for saying no, there were two new needs that were interesting to me.
So you're guessing a need opened up the door for more connection and learning. Great. Thank you.
It always takes thoughtful care and concern. When I say concern, meaning presence of being fully connected, or you try to understand what the other person is needing and what I need myself. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I've come to the conclusion that a no doesn't necessarily have to be bad, and that if you receive it with an open heart, each no comes with a lot of growth and connection and might not be the answer you want to hear, however, might be an answer that collectively is much more nurturing. The other thing I've found is that a no doesn't necessarily stay a no when we're open to communication.
Yeah, no might just be the middle.
I really got how much fear plays a role in dealing with no, and fear and faith, you know, the idea that if I can just kind of trust that all the needs can get met, especially my own needs can get met, regardless of, you know, what a specific person says around a specific issue, it takes a lot of the charge away. I think a lot of my reticence to even approach people with requests and hearing no's because I'm afraid of hearing no, and then what am I going to do, and, you know, I get a serious place. And if I can just approach it from a place of knowing that, okay, no one person really is responsible for getting my needs met. No one situation is, you know, I can go to my higher power, I can go to other resources, I can go to other strategies with this person. It takes a lot of the charge out and makes me more willing to make the request more and less reactive when I hear the no.
What a great learning. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. And finish up this round.
It's having the confidence in what my real intention is. I was in Germany a few years ago, and I found many people understood English more than would speak it. And I understand compassionate communication a lot better than I actually speak it. When I have the confidence in what my real intention is to connect, it's so much easier to do all three of these modes.
Thank you. The importance of the zero step. So the second question to consider as you debrief the class for yourself is, how will you integrate these practices into your life? How will you integrate these practices into your life?
Requests are a huge growing edge for me, and I think this exercise is likely to result in me in some growth in that area. I think I'm much more likely to make requests where I'm would previously be telling myself that I'd get a firm no and that there's no point. Just out of curiosity. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. That's wonderful.
I plan on integrating these practices into my life by my willingness to ask
more in my life, to ask for things more, and my willingness to hear no more, knowing that that can be a doorway to possibility and growth.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to hear that.
I feel I need a lot more practice in order to integrate these practices, and I want to practice being more open to the possibility of positive responses even while I'm expecting a no. I want to practice open curiosity, and I want to practice the feeling of safety in the particular cases I'm dealing with. I want to practice feeling safe and knowing that there are perhaps unseen options if or when I get that no.
Thank you.
It was really, really helpful to me because in this step where we were guessing, making the empathy guess, that helped me to self-express in a different way and come up with a new strategy and make a request, you know, an alternative strategy request at the end that landed with the other person because it better addressed their needs as well as mine. So I now have a strategy to deal with this in the business context that I'm excited about trying out.
Thank you.
How I'm moving forward is this intention, setting this intention with my loved ones for collaboration. I have the intention of going for that we all can get our needs met together intention. And so I believe that with that intention at the forefront of my mind, that in the spirit of connection, it'll be my no or my request may be received much better because I long to stay in connection with my family members. And this would be really helpful, is to have my intention set ahead of time. Thank you.
Thank you.
And one final question for you to consider as you debrief our class together. What else do you need to feel comfortable with receiving no? What else do you need to feel more comfortable with receiving no?
For me, being comfortable with hearing the word no means living a life where I'm willing to share power and stay connected with an intention to be compassionate. And I think like all human beings, we tend to forget what our intention is. So reminding myself of my intention.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. So important. Thank you so much to remind ourselves of our intention before we do anything. This has been the biggest transformational part of NBC for me in this last calendar year. And so grateful to hear that reflection and that reminder and support from you.
In this moment, I'd like to check out with my delight and my appreciation of working with Jim, which is one of the sweet parts of my life, and also to work with all of you and to meet around this really precious part of our being, really learning to take care of ourselves and each other and to navigate life with its complexities of each of our wants and needs and desires. So thank you for joining us here.
Thank you so much for having and enjoying this taste of compassionate leadership with us today.